The following episode of Park Spark was recorded at the 2021 FRPA conference and immediately after. Each section features an interview with a current board member. These board members were installed at the annual awards and installation ceremony, which took place on September 1st in Orlando, Florida. Welcome to Park Spark, the podcast of the Florida Recreation and Park Association. We're here to talk about all the ways it starts in parks.
I was able to catch up with Kevin after conference here, and Kevin Kerwin is our current president of the Florida Recreation and Park Association. So, hi, Kevin. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Charlie. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So we are just sitting down with each of our new board members and, you know, the board members that are continuing on, but trying to get an idea of who they are and let our membership know who our new board members are, who our moving on board members are, and just get a little bit of that connection going. So why don't you start by just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you, Charla, and I'm great to talk to you. I mean, we always catch up, but it's always good to catch up in this fashion. So, born and raised in Wilmington, Delaware, went through school, joined the United States Marine Corps. And after my service, I ended up in Florida and then ended up in Miami-Dade County. And that's where I started my professional career as a part-time Park Service Aide 1 and, worked my way up in Miami-Dade County and the park and recreation system there. And I also served a brief stint, well, 2 years, in the county budget department as a senior budget analyst, and then went back to parks. And then the journey continued and was afforded and offered the position to be the director of the City of Miami Park and Recreation Department, and spent just about 5 years there. Before being recruited and making a big move to Indian River County and becoming our first park and recreation director here in Indian River County. It's a pleasure to serve on the board of the Florida Recreation and Park Association, something I truly believe in, and dedicate a lot of time to it, which it deserves. And I know that a lot of our folks, it's not just the professional engagement, it's the camaraderie, and it's also the education that we receive by working with and listening to those folks in FRPA. So glad to be here.
Well, that's great. You kind of already touched on my next question for you, which is why do you feel like it's important to be involved in your professional association and also at the level that you're involved at this point?
Well, it goes back to a lot of things. One thing is, it's always good to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself. And, it's the kind of that we're stronger together. The Florida Recreation and Park Association, for me, the big emphasis has always been that I've learned from fellow members, and I've learned through the educational sessions, be they in conference, out of conference, regional sessions, that type of thing. And it's really been a way for me to improve. It's obviously been a way that folks throughout the state can engage with each other. I mean, we're a big Florida. Mm-hmm. Florida is big and it's diverse. So it's, if you think about it, something that may be incubating down in southeastern Florida, or the other way around in northwestern Florida or northern Florida or central Florida, may be a unique idea to other parts of the state. And I don't want to leave out southwest Florida, by the way, but it's just shout out to everybody. So it's kind of like we're a big Florida and ideas take root throughout the state and we can learn from them. And that vehicle is the Florida Recreation Park Association.
Absolutely. That was a great, great response. Love that. So how long have you been involved with FRPA? When did you become a member?
I remember we had to pay our own membership, as I was reminded of I know it was in the early, I think it was the late 90s. That's 1990s, by the way.
Thanks for the clarification.
I'd have to look back. You know, we the Miami-Dade County Park and Recreation Department, I know I was afforded through a agency membership, a free membership 1 year, which I thought was great. And then after that, we were kind of on our own to invest in ourselves. And I mean, I just started paying the membership. And I, you know, it was an investment that I made. Actually, I think I worked with my tax advisor and wrote part of it off. So, but I mean, to me, it was always the type of thing that was, it was a can do and must do for my professional development. Look, I've reaped professional rewards from that investment throughout the years. So, and then obviously through the years, I became more engaged as a committee chair. And then I'm blessed to be the current president and served as the president-elect last year. And I'm looking forward with a tear in my eye to serving as the past president next year, but I'm not gonna dwell on that. I'm dwelling on what we're doing today.
Yeah, we're not even close to that yet. We're just
even close. We're just getting started.
Yep, exactly. So what do you see for the future of FRPA and then also the profession in general?
I see a couple things. First I'll talk a little bit about our association. I think we're at the point where there needs to be a level of smart growth in the association. Coming out of COVID, we did a fantastic job of being fiscally sustainable and fiscally conservative. However, now in order to better serve our members, I believe that we need to look within ourselves and see how we grow the agency, the association, and grow membership throughout the state. And we do so in a way that we're adding benefit and value to the members that we're attracting and retaining. As far as the profession, I mean, we're in a unique spot right now. We have the great resignation that's occurring throughout our ranks, and whatever the cause of that is, I'll leave that up to everybody to kind of formulate their own opinion. But we've got a lot of new folks coming into the profession that may or may not have the total skill set that's required, or we think that's required of them. So that's where the Florida Recreation Park Association, as a professional entity, I mean, our fiduciary responsibility is to provide our members and the agencies a training platform and an education platform to get those skills and to get those learnings out to folks throughout the state. Additionally, as far as our profession, it's growing. And the importance of parks and recreation throughout the state of Florida is increasing. We're right there now with fire departments and police departments and sheriff's offices as far as, you know, where we're considered essential. And I think there's a lot of pressure on departments, park and recreation departments throughout the state to engage communities more and engage the individuals in our communities more. So it's happening. I see it and I hear it all throughout the state.
Definitely. It's an exciting time. There's challenges, but there's a lot of opportunity as well.
Thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth. Opportunities exist and we need to seize upon them and keep moving forward.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great note to end on. Thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate your time today, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Our next interview is with Jennifer Cirillo. Jennifer is the past president of the Florida Recreation and Park Association, and she is the assistant director of Palm Beach County Parks and Recreation Department.
So I'm here at the 2021 conference, and I was able to grab Jennifer Cirillo for a minute to just get some of her feedback for us as well for today's podcast. And so Jennifer, tell us a little bit about yourself. The members love to learn about our board members.
Okay. I've been in the profession now, more than 18 years. I have experience in the private and nonprofit sector, but what really drew me to Parks and Recreation was just a wonderful work-life balance, and I had a lot of policy experience that I was able to bring to profession. So I started out as special projects coordinator, which is a really like nebulous job title.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, special projects are cool. I think, you know, many of us work on them, whether they're in our job title or not, kind of that all other duties assigned. So I got to do all other duties assigned all the time, which was a lot of fun. So I've just, you know, I've stuck with the profession, and I've promoted through the years, and now I'm the assistant director of Palm Beach County Parks and Recreation. And I just love the work we do, and that's a little bit about me.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. So you are obviously getting more and more involved in the association, and you are about to become the past president because you've now served your president-elect and president years, which have been COVID, but also awesome. We've gotten some great things done in the association over the last 2 years. So awesome work for you. But then why is it important for you to be a part of your professional association?
So for me, you know, really the professional association is a team effort, and really playing your role in whatever it is you can do and serving the association, I feel, is really important to give back. So that role has kind of developed for me over the years. And, you know, when I talk to people that are new to the association or maybe haven't been involved before, you know, the best way to really affect change and to meet new people and to network is to volunteer and to give back everything that you get from the association. So whether it's, you know, at conference, signing up to help with registration, I had someone tell me today that they got to hang out with three past presidents at registration and just gain knowledge from them. I encourage everybody to serve and to develop that role further.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. And I did also hear that person say that they were valuing that time sitting with those past presidents. And that has actually evolved into us maybe adding a history section in our next year's on-site program booklet so that people just know more about the history of the association. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, great idea. That is fun too. I like it.
Yeah. So history now, what do you see for the future? What about the future of not only the association, but the profession, parks and recreation in general?
So going into my presidency with the association, I thought, okay, we have this plan. We know where we want to go strategically. And I think we all learned, staff and our board, through the year that, hey, the best laid plans, sometimes you need to change and to evolve and to flex. And we've done that throughout the year. I think you mentioned we've had a lot of really wonderful successes this past year, but I think some things for all of us in our communities have been exposed through going through the pandemic and the other racial justice issues our communities have faced. So, you know, for the future of our association, I think it's very bright. I think we have a lot of really talented young thinkers in our association that'll help us, you know, further explore DEI efforts for our association. That's not a checkbox on anyone's list. That is a continual journey for all of us to get to a place where we all have access to everything that our membership deserves, our association provides, but also our communities and everybody we serve has access and justice to through parks and recreation. And I think we're uniquely positioned to provide that in our communities and to affect policy locally and state and even nationally as a profession of why that's so important. So that's one of the things I see for the future. And I think just the continual evolution of what parks and recreation provides to our communities, we're going to see things we can't imagine in the year and two ahead that we would have no idea now would be something we would do for our communities. But we're going to step up and we're going to make it happen. And that's what we do. And so I think that's really exciting for us, you know, that we'll continue to evolve in the future.
definitely. I feel it is exciting. That's a good word for it, because I do see things changing, even the short time I've been at FRPA at this level, from the membership side and then coming into the association kind of thing. I feel like we are taking those inclusion ideas and really putting them everywhere. Like you said, it's not just a checkbox. We're not just having this initiative and then moving on to the next thing. It's just woven. It needs to be woven. And so that's the initiative, is weaving it into everything and making sure that everyone sees themselves represented.
And I think that's a great point, because you talked about adding a history track. So I think it's important to honor the history of the association and where we've come from, and to understand that, because if we don't talk about that and the issues we faced, it's you know, that much harder to face the challenges ahead. So honoring that history of the association, but building on that. And I know we say it often in board service that, you know, we stand on the shoulders of those that have come before us, because really everybody has faced some sort of challenge. This year seems like a lot going into my past presidency. But, you know, we need to honor that history, build on it, but then grow toward the future and be open to that. So that, I think that's where the excitement comes in.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, thank you for taking a couple minutes to talk to me.
All right. You're welcome.
Joining us for our next interview is Becky Gunter. Becky is the president-elect for the Florida Recreation and Park Association. She is director of the Seminole Recreation Department.
I just got to grab Becky Gunter here at the 2021 conference. I'm so excited to stand here and talk with her for just a minute. Becky, our members are learning about our board members today. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, hello. It is so great to be here. I have been in the parks and recreation industry for over 17 years. I actually started in campus recreation at University of West Florida and then University of North Texas, where I got my master's degree, and then was lucky enough to get on the team in South Florida, the city of Green Acres, and just have been moving my way around. I'm currently the director for the city of Seminole. So I love what I do. I am so excited to be in this profession. And honestly, I mean, I like getting up every morning and going to work. And I think that's part of it.
Thank you for sharing that with us. You've been involved with FRPA for a minute now. Like, you've been helping us with a lot of education things with emerging leaders and
yes.
And then the esports stuff. Why do you think it's important, or why do you do that? Why do you get involved in your professional association?
Okay, so when I first, you know, got involved with FRPA as a young professional, it was really to learn more about the industry and what are there things out there that I don't know about that I need to know about. Then quickly, once I got to conference or going to those sessions, I realized it was also about the networking and learning to get to know the people in our community, meaning not only our communities at home, but our communities within our profession, and really to gain access and have that ability to pick up the phone and call someone if I have questions. And that's what it's all about, is the education and those relationship buildings. And I am so excited to see us to continue to grow in those directions as well. And shout out to my emerging leaders. I think now why I'm in it too is not only obviously the education, we have some of the top education come to conference and our sessions, but also like re-energize. Like, I feed so much off the energy of the others and their excitement for our industry that, believe it or not, it helps me and like kind of helps me get re-excited, especially if you're having a rough day. So like really feeding off that energy of others here.
That's so great. I'm feeling that energy and you talking about it. That's awesome. So with that then, the future of our association and the field in general, what kind of vision do you have, or what do you see becoming important in the future?
We're really going to start focusing on the DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we're really going to tap into those young professionals. I think that's where it's at. They are go-getters. They are excited to be here, and they're willing to do it. And so I am interested to see how we move in that direction with tapping into the young professionals, focusing on the DEI, as well as being innovative. We really, the association this year, jumped into esports. We held our first recreation esports state championship this past weekend with over 40 teams, and I think next time we talk, we're going to be talking about 80 teams in the state championship. So, you know, really excited. It's nice. We are getting innovative, And I think we're going to continue to be innovative. Florida's always tried to set the bar in parks and recreation nationwide, and I see us continuing to do that and pulling some people, or not even pulling, they're going to be running along with us, and that's the exciting part about it.
That's exciting to hear from you as the president-elect this year. So your installation ceremony is today, so we're looking forward to that. You excited?
Yes, I am excited. I'm honored, really, that the association members have trusted me enough to put me and have confidence in me enough to put me in this place, and I'm beyond grateful, and hopefully they'll be proud of me when I, you know, going through this journey. And I would encourage everyone else to also get involved and with the association, because it just, your experience goes to next level. It is great getting involved, you know, joining as a member, and then you just attend the sessions. But really, it's almost like they talk about in the sponsorship world, activating your sponsorship. It's like activating your membership and really taking it to the next level. And when you get involved, that happens. And so, you know, like I said, I'm just beyond grateful that the association members trusted me enough to be in these positions, and hopefully I'll do them proud.
Great. We're so excited. Thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Yeah.
Thanks for stopping, and we'll see you later.
All right. Bye.
Next up, we will hear from Terrell Griffin, who is vice president with the Florida Recreation and Park Association. Terrell is the director of Haines City Parks and Recreation Department.
I got to have the opportunity to catch Terrell after conference and talk with him a little bit about his excitement on being an incoming board member and just kind of taking that next step in the association world. But first things first, Terrell, we'd like to get to know our board members a little bit and have our members kind of meet them, you know, over the podcast. Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today and, you know, all that fun stuff.
So Terrell Griffin, director for the city of Haines City. My recreation career started like most, or I won't say my career. I started recreation as a youth, like most. Youth football, boys and girls club, those type things. My first official job, I would say, out of college was a track and field coach for a small school in Polk County, Weber International University. Was there for about 3 years and kind of fell in love with the recreation piece of it. In one of my sport management classes, I remember going out doing playground inspections and as a part of the class, and it just kind of struck something in me that said, hey, I think this may be a career for me. And upon leaving Weber from coaching, I had an opportunity to join the city of Winter Haven as a recreation supervisor, one there. After about a year and a half, 2 years, my director at the time, or the facility director, retired, and I was given the opportunity to assume those responsibilities. Fast forward 3 years later, I was offered a position with the city of Haines City as a director, took the position, and here I am today with the honor and privilege of serving the great citizens and employees of the city of Haines City. So
that's really great. That's cool. So 3 years you've been there, is that what you said?
Yes, I started in Haines City in January of 2018. So yeah, a little
wow.
Over three and a half years or so.
I remember when that happened. I feel like time is flying, huh?
Yes, I agree.
You've been involved in a lot of the different FRPA ongoings for a while now.
Yes.
Definitely Abrams coach. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Recently. And so why do you feel like it's important to be a part of your professional association and get involved in that way?
Awesome. Well, I was fortunate when I was with the city of Winter Haven to have leadership that believed in the continuing education and exposed me to FRPA. One of my first experiences was conference. And then I had the opportunity to be a part of the Emerging Leaders Program, where I went on to be a part of the Joe Abrams program. And then, as you mentioned, I went on to be a coach this past year. Honestly, I think FRPA has kind of shaped my career. Of course, we all have those leadership abilities, or we feel we're such a great leader. However, a lot of the programs that I've been exposed to via FRPA kind of exposed a lot of my weaknesses and has allowed me to grow tremendously. I think it's very important to volunteer and give back. I'm notorious for saying you get out of what you put into something. And at the end of the day, I think we have to continue to support, because if not, FRPA could go away, like so many other things you see due to COVID and different things. But I think FRPA now is at a time it's getting stronger than ever, when many other things are starting to fade away and go by the wayside. Personally, for me, I wanted to get involved just to see the ins and outs and kind of have a better understanding of what was going on. Had you asked me 3 or 4 years ago, would I have seen myself on the board? The answer would have been no, with a capital N-O. however, for me, I'm fairly shy and kind of in a shell. FRPA has allowed me to come out of my shell a little bit, being exposed to different things. I remember not this past conference, but last year's conference, 2020 conference, T. Michael, I think, or someone could not make one of the sessions. It was a forum session, and I was asked to be a part of the forum, and I really did not want to do it simply because really shy, not wanting to get up there. But I appreciate the fact that Eleanor asked me to be a part of it, because again, it just kind of helped me get out of my shell and giving back to the association that I think again has definitely shaped my career thus far. So.
That's really great. That was such a great answer to that question. You know, when we're asked to do things that are that we're like helping with, it definitely stretches us and yes. puts us into places we didn't know that we wanted to be definitely. Or could be. Or yeah, that's I really agree. Great. What a great answer to that question. As an association, we are appreciative of the support that you know, give FRPA. You encourage your staff also to be involved.
Yes,
and that definitely. Is really great. What kind of things, trends, topics, what do you see for the future of not only FRPA, like as a board member kind of looking forward, but the profession itself?
For me, what pops out, and I don't know if it's simply because of we talked about it at conference and the previous board meetings, but the DEI. The diversity, equity, and inclusion, starting to see more and more. I was recently reading an article that the NRPA had put out, and I just think it's so important. Past conference, just looking out amongst the crowd and just seeing the diverse population and diverse people. FRPA has people from all walks of life, which is great. You figure recreation, we cover the entire spectrum. And I think COVID obviously is kind of reforming the way we do things. It's really making us think outside of the box. And naturally, most recreation people think outside the box anyways, because we come up with ideas and events and things that people are like, are you crazy? but to see those things come to fruition, I think COVID has definitely challenged all municipalities and agencies within Parks Recreation. But obviously, we're up for the challenge. And I think just revamping, reshaping, reforming the way we do events and programs. And I think, again, Parks Recreation, COVID has exposed so much to show that how important Parks Recreation is. Outdoor space. And I once had a director that mentioned one time how you never know the beautification of a park, what it does to an individual. You could be having a bad day and go and decide to sit out in the park. And if the lawn is well manicured, the flowers are blooming, birds are chirping and squirrels are running around. That does something mentally versus going into a park and the grass isn't maintained well and all of that. So Parks Recreation, I think, shapes so much during a time with COVID where things were shutting down. Some trails in some areas shut down. However, outdoor recreation, outdoor activities was abundantly happening all over. Didn't have to necessarily worry about social distancing while you're outside, the fresh air and all of that, fishing and walking trails and watching the kids on the playgrounds and all of that. I think that's key. And I think to say kind of where are we going, it's difficult to say now, but I think we're slowly reshaping everything. And I think here really soon, over the next 6 months to a year or so, as things continue to evolve with the vaccines and all of that, and we're truly get back to some normalcy. Probably, I think, talking to some of the individuals here in my town, probably wearing masks may become a permanent thing for them now, just with the flu and other things that's out there. But I think the sky's the limit to where we can go as a profession. And I'm actually excited, looking forward to see where we go. I'm excited about the whole DEI. My staff in general, we're very diverse, male, female, white, black, Hispanic, Haitian, you name it. And so I'm excited to see where we go as a profession with it. So
it is neat to look at our membership there. I feel like the state of Florida is very well represented in our membership. And well, that's great. Do you have anything that you would want the membership to know about you or?
I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to serving. I'm got a servant heart. I think all my life I've always been in positions to where I'm serving others. I love it. And I just hope I'm able to actually contribute. I don't want to just be a stalemate there on the board. I want to be able to say, hey, I was able to leave my fingerprint under the current president's direction. So I look forward to serving.
That's great. Well, we're glad to have you. And thank you for your time and for sitting down with me for a few minutes.
Definitely. I appreciate it.
Next up, we will hear from Krista Pinsens. Krista serves as vice president on Florida Recreation and Park Association's board of directors. She is director of the Largo Recreation Parks and Arts Department.
Hey, I got to grab Krista Pinsens here at conference this morning. So thanks for being here, Krista, and stopping to talk to me.
Of course, Charla.
We're so excited that you're continuing on the board for another year as vice president. So we just wanted to get just a little bit of get to know you with the members kind of a thing. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, where'd you come from, where you're at now?
Well, I started in the field of Parks and Recreation about 22 years ago, just as a temporary staff member. I was running our Friday night program for just a few hours a week. And then through the years, I've held a variety of positions, including programmer, a facility manager, special events coordinator, and then currently I am the assistant director for the City of Largo.
That's great. Well, we're so glad to have you involved in the association. Why do you feel like it's important to be involved in your professional association, just in general, really?
Just the networking opportunities to be able to share ideas with other professionals, but also to be able to rely on those other professionals when you get stuck in situations or you need someone to just be able to bounce an idea off, or you're struggling with something, to be able to reach out to them and get some guidance and direction from them as well.
Definitely. What's one of your favorite things that FRPA does, like, throughout the year that you like to go to?
I would say conference is my favorite.
Yeah.
I just look forward to reconnecting with everyone. You know, there's some people you only talk to once a year, but that definitely makes a difference.
Well, what's your favorite conference memory?
I would say it was the year that I had the opportunity to be the socials chair. A coworker of mine and myself chaired the socials. We were able to bring an offsite entertainment group in, and it was just one of the best experiences that I've had, both from a social perspective and a conference.
Yeah, that was a really fun year. I remember that.
Hey listener, it's Nathan Allman at Rep Services. There's been so much change this past year, but one thing has stayed the same. People need parks. After the COVID lockdown, communities value public spaces more than ever, and Rep Services is here to help you create great places in a fun, sustainable, and honorable way. I personally want to thank all FRPA members who continue to trust Rep Services with your playground, shade, shelter, and site furnishing projects. Whether it's a new park project or replacement parts, Rep Services is here to help. To see what we've been up to, check us out at www.repservices.com or on our Instagram page at RepServicesFL. If you still want to learn more about us, reach out to me directly at Nathan@RepServices.com. Now, let's get back to the show.
We will now hear from Charlotte Przinski, who is Vice President of Finance for the Florida Recreation and Park Association. She is the director of Palm Beach Gardens Recreation Department.
I'm here today with Charlotte Przinski, and we are going to talk a little bit about her first time as a board.
It is my first time as a board member.
Awesome. Okay. Your first time as an FRPA board member, and also just learn a little bit about you.
Great.
And your background. So tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. So I've actually been in the parks and recreation field since I've been about 14. Started as a camp counselor. I worked at a tennis club that my sister owned. So I was family labor. I taught tennis lessons, did the day camp. And then I was the custodian also and the lawnmower. So that's where I started. Did it all. I think I got paid if I remember correctly. And then I went to Central Michigan University. My degree is in commercial recreation and my minor is in business. From there, started out in resort recreation, Amelia Island Plantation for several years. Yeah, it is. It's absolutely gorgeous. It was a great place to start, great career beginning. Did special events for them for conference groups for a very long time. And then I decided that it was time to move down closer to my family, and they were in South Florida. So I worked for Vistana Resorts for a little while. And then kind of realized that there was no gratitude in serving resort customers. And I really wanted to give back. So I took a job in Leesburg, Virginia, community center manager. And I really enjoyed being on the, you know, on the public side. So then I came back to Florida, had family here, and been doing that ever since. Right now, I'm the administrator for City of Palm Beach Gardens. So department head, got a great team and staff, love serving the community, and that's what I'm doing.
That's great. What a fun career. I didn't know that personally. I didn't realize. It's so interesting how many people in Parks and Recreation start working with family members, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is. I really truly found my love. And it's funny because I went to college and I went to the day you pick which school you're going to go to. Mm-hmm. I walked up to the leisure services and I said, this is what I want to do. I play tennis. I do camps. And they're like, oh, we have a degree for you. And that was all they wrote.
That's so awesome. Well, that's great. We're so excited to have you join the board this year. Tell me a little bit about why is it important to you to serve your professional association?
So I think through COVID, just recently, you really realize the impact that parks and recreation professionals have on the community. And for several years with my city, I call it the tour of the city. I actually did other things than parks and recreation. So I've been back with the department for 3 years. And I kind of really realized that this is my love and my home. I thought I wanted to be a city manager. Maybe I'll still do that someday. I have a master's in public administration. But to be on the board really was important for me because I believe we do have to let people know what we do for the community. And I think building that professional relationship with city managers in the community and letting them know how important we are, we did it through COVID, but now we need to talk about it. Also, I owe a lot of my career to the people that I've met through the association. I had great mentors, and I wouldn't have the jobs or the life I have right now without them. So it was time to give back.
Great. It we are the worst at telling people about how great we are.
We are. We just get it done.
Yeah, right. And everything. All
yes.
The miscellaneous
yeah.
things. Oh, Parks and Rec will do it.
Yeah. And they call, like I talked to one of our police officers yesterday, and he's like, I told the chief, if we have a mass evacuation ever, he goes, just call Parks and Rec. They'll house everybody. They'll do the check-in. And he's like, and I know you guys would do it.
The logistics, they got it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. It's good to have that relationship too.
Yeah, no, we have a great one. They're phenomenal.
That's
with us.
Awesome. So what kind of things do you see for the future of the, not only the association, but also just the field in general?
I think we're building a new place in the field because of COVID. I think it really showed the resourcefulness of parks and recreation professionals. It's used way too much, but we can pivot on a dime. And we've proven that. So I think as a profession, I think solidifying that important role in a community is a focus for me, and I think it is for all directors. And I think for the association, really growing our young professionals. Right now, our young professional group is doing an amazing job. And I kind of watch them and go, wow, that's where we were. So there's this whole new group coming up, and I think that's a positive thing. I'm glad to hear some of our universities are starting programs again. And it's just, we're important to the community.
So I think that's going to be our place in the future.
Do you have anything that you'd want to say just to the membership, if, like, as they listen to our podcast here?
I think what I would share is get to know people. Really understand that sometimes people don't know what we do for a living, but we are important to our communities. And the association is a great place to grow your career. Get involved, attend sessions, get to know people, share information, and just really be devoted to what we do as an association for our communities.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of conference here.
Great. To sit down and thank talk. You. It was wonderful. And I'm glad to be here and glad to be on the board.
And finally, we will hear from Chip Potts. Chip is also a vice president of the Florida Recreation and Park Association. He is the director of Oldsmar Leisure Services.
All right. So I was able to catch up with Chip here after conference and talk to him a little bit about just introducing himself to the membership and a little bit about his ideas about why he's involved in FRPA. So thanks, Chip. Thanks for your time this morning. If you would like to, or if you could go ahead and just tell the membership a little bit about yourself, you know, how you started in the field and how you started getting involved in FRPA, all that kind of fun stuff.
Will do. So my time in the leisure services recreation profession goes way back to my actual first job. The day I turned 16 years old, I started working as a part-time rec leader for the Baltimore County Department of Recreation and Parks. And that was a great part-time job in high school. And it really started to teach me, you know, what I really liked about working in the profession of parks and recreation. Of course, it was a part-time job, you know, lining fields, facilitating recreation centers, things like that. But it really sparked my interest. So as I graduated high school and attended college, I started to focus on my coursework in that area. We didn't have a true leisure services program at my university, but I was able to take sports management programs to kind of head that direction. So after I graduated in 94, moved to Florida, had my first job as the athletics director for the city of Temple Terrace, stayed there for a few years, and then you know, kind of progressed. As while I was at Temple Terrace, I became a member of FRPA. That's again in 1994. And one of the great things about that was the ability to meet people and network and kind of work my way through a couple different cities, city of Clearwater, city of Largo. And then I've ended up here. Oh, excuse me, and I forgot to mention the city of Dunedin as well. And I ended up here in my current position as the director of leisure services for the city of Oldsmar.
You mentioned that you became a member of FRPA kind of during your first job here in Florida. Why do you feel like it's important to continue your membership with FRPA and be involved?
As I've grown through the profession, I think the importance is now to kind of give back in a sense, because when I was younger in the profession and new to the state, obviously didn't really know anybody. You know, it was a great opportunity at that time, being that young, to network, meet people, learn the profession, utilize them as resources. And now, as I've been in for a number of years, it's kind of nice to give back and make those connections on the opposite end.
That's great. What kind of things do you see for the future of the profession itself, but then also as you've gotten more involved in the association and you're now currently a board member, what kind of things do you see for the future?
You know, as times change and communities seem like they kind of are separating a little bit because of all the technology and social media and everything, I think I see us becoming, you know, continuing to be a leader in building our communities throughout the state. I know that we're looked upon very fondly by other states. We are leaders in our profession here in Florida. And I think us continuing to build our communities and provide that network for our communities and that social web that's so important that keeps people together. I see us being a leader in that area.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, like encouragement for the membership or anything?
I would say, you know, using myself as an example, make sure you get involved. Okay. Make sure that you network with everybody, not just people within your own regions. You know, spread your wings, learn the different regions. Our state is so large and has so many different resources available, and different areas that are just, I mean, you take the Southeast in Miami and you go up to the Northwest in Pensacola. I mean, it's just so different. So I think making sure that you network with people that are outside of maybe your comfort zone and just really make true relationships, find somebody that you get along with, somebody that inspires you, and network with them. And if you have the opportunity for a mentorship, you know, take advantage of that. Okay. Because we're not in this alone. We're all in this together. And the strength of our association is its membership. And, you know, being in the association for so many years, I just see that the ability for all of us to work together, you know, usually we only see each other once a year or so at conference, but those relationships and those memories from interactions, they're strong. And they continue to build year upon year upon year. And there's people that are in this association that I met over 20 years ago that I'm still friends with, and I still call and I contact when I have questions. So utilize the membership. Don't be shy. That's not us, right? We're not shy people in this profession, you know? So interact with everybody, you know, meet people you don't know and step out of your comfort zone and really just take the opportunity to make new friends.
That's really good advice. Our network can be an entire state, not just a couple miles from us, right? It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Chip. Thanks for your time today and joining us for this podcast.
Sounds great. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Park Spark. For more information about the Florida Recreation and Park Association, please visit frpa.org.